Hello.
Hello, my name is Kyra. It's on your call from Consport. How can I help you today?
Yes, ma'am. There's a charge on my checking account for $59.59 or something like that, I think. I ain't got a clue what it is. It had this number on it, so.
Okay, I have your mug. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I can, okay.
No, it's all right. Sorry.
Your mother, yes, ma'am. Can I stop by your zip code today, please?
29588.
I'm sorry?
29588.
Okay, yes, ma'am. What's your first and last name, please?
Elena Gooden. It's Elana Gooden.
Thank you so much.
Huh?
What's the key to purpose? Can you verify your mailing address, please?
My mailing address?
Yes, ma'am.
147 Squires Lane, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, 29588.
Thank you so much for verifying the information, ma'am. One moment, please. Yeah, ma'am. With that being said, ma'am, do you remember paying $1 or $2 or $5 for a sweepstakes to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner?
Yeah, I remember paying, I think it was a dollar. I'm not even sure what it was. To the truth, I think, I don't know.
Okay.
I thought it was just like it said something with shipping and handling that I had wanted or something, shipping and handling, and then it tried to go to something else, and I don't know.
Okay, yes, ma'am. With that being said, ma'am, that payment for that sweepstakes, it enrolled you to one of our meal planning apps. You can create meals based on how many calories you want to consume a day.
Calories, ma'am. I weigh less than 100 pounds. Why would I do something with calories? Why would I try to lose weight?
Yes, ma'am. I totally understand your statement, ma'am. You don't want that anymore and everything like that. You only weigh 100 pounds. With that being said,
I weigh about 100 pounds, yeah.
Okay.
I'm little.
Yes, ma'am. Do you know anyone?
I'm trying to gain weight. Okay. Not really people do that, but yes, I am trying to gain weight. I'm too.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I totally understand your statement, ma'am. Do you know anyone else that they would like to try the app for $20 a month?
No, ma'am. Okay. Most everybody in my family is little like me.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I totally understand your statement. With that being said, ma'am, I have canceled you for any more future payments, ma'am. Would you like to write down your cancellation number today?
What do you mean any cancellation payment? I mean, are you telling me I was trying to pay $59 to lose weight or something?
It was
whatever it was for?
It was for a meal planning app, but I have canceled you for any more future charges. So you won't be charged with the company anymore.
And so you're just taking my $60? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
I'm sorry?
You're taking my $60? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
No, ma'am. I'm stating I have counseled you for any more future charges, so you won't receive any more future charges from the company. I'm asking, would you like to write down your cancellation number today?
Well, yes, ma'am. I understand that. And what I'm trying to find out, what about my $59 or whatever that charge was?
Yes, ma'am. Do you want to know what the charge is for?
Yeah, the charge, I charged that. On my understanding, I paid that dollar, and then it was supposed to, I won this vacuum or something, and I was supposed to pay shipping and handling. Okay, so that was my understanding, and so that's not what you're saying I did. Is that what you're trying to say? That's what I'm trying to find out.
With that being said,
why did I get charged this money, and am I going to get my money back?
I didn't never say you couldn't get a refund, ma'am. I was stating.
Yeah, ma'am. That's what I'm trying to find out because I don't understand it. I'm confused.
Yes, ma'am. With that being said, that payment for $59.89 was for the meal planning app, but you did state you only weigh 100 pounds. So I have canceled you for that meal planning app, and I was going to discuss the refund at the provider cancellation number today.
Okay. Yes, hold on. Let me. When I need a pen, I don't have one. Hold on. Let me walk to my car right here, please.
Mm-hmm.
I usually have a whole bunch of pens in my purse, but I'm carrying a little knapsack or whatever you call them, little sacks that go around your waist, you know, like a purse. What do you call them? I call it knapsack. I don't know if that's what it is, but, you know, like a little purse or whatever. Okay. You know, so I just carry my wallet in there. No, I'm actually drinking them drinks that you buy, you know, like Walmart brand or whatever, them boost drinks to try to, you know, get me some weight on my butt because, I've lost a little bit of weight that I usually was able to lose. Because I was actually, well, I've never been a big girl. I've always been small. And then I was incarcerated in jail for like 4 months over something stupid. Anyway, and I gained like 50 pounds, so I had some weight on me, you know. I went like from a size 0 to a size like 15.
Whoa.
Yeah, kind of a big, so I was kind of too big, you know what I mean? And I didn't want to lose that much weight, but I didn't mean to. I was just working every day, you know, so I was so tired when I come home, I didn't eat. And so I've lost almost all of it. Yeah, I'm like down to like a 0-0.
So, wow.
Yeah, and I didn't want to. I mean, I haven't done anything to, you know, to lose weight. I just was so tired when I would come home because I was housekeeping or house cleaning, you know. And I was just so tired when I was coming home because I really worked hard, you know, cleaning and stuff. And I kind of go over what I should do, you know. My boss would say, I do too much. Stop the cleaning. But anyway.
You do sound like a hard worker, though.
Yeah. Right now I'm sitting here trying to figure out how to level my mother's mobile home trailer. And I, you know, because I do a little bit of everything. I mean, my dad taught me how to do roofing. He's passed away now, but he taught me how to do roofing, and I did vinyl siding, and I've done put windows in, and I've done a little bit of everything. I can take something. If I take it apart, I can put it back together. You know, I mean, I work on cars. Just whatever needs done, I figure out a way to do it. I scope. My internet's my best friend, and so isn't YouTube. Yeah,
well, since you know I do everything, you don't have to wait on nobody else to do it for you.
Well, it's kind of why it happened when I'm 51 now, but I'm not my life story to you, but I was married at 19 and I got divorced at 21. And my ex-husband now, you know, I would never, ever do anything, you know, because he like beat me up and stuff. And when I left him and divorced him, I swore that I'd never, ever depend on another man. And I really have never, ever depended on another man. I really haven't. I just, you know, started doing everything myself. But it hurts. I got a bad back now because of it. I hurt my back all the time. I have a lot of pain all the time. And, you know, so, you know. It's kind of good, but it's kind of bad. You know what I mean? Because I kind of overwork myself sometimes. So, but anyway, I can't get a pen now. I can't write that number down now that I'm talkity-talkity. Sorry.
You're fine. You're fine.
Okay. I'm ready for the number if you're ready.
Yes, ma'am. C as in Charlie.
920.
The number 6.
6, okay.
108.
108. 82. 82, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So, but yeah, I would like to have that super. That's what I actually thought. I literally thought I was buying, you know, paying like shipping and handling. Well, I didn't know that about $59, but you know, I thought that, you know, that next thing was going to be like a shipping and handling thing, and I don't know. Anyway, so that's not. I thought it was a sweeper. It's like one of them went down to 59 sweepers.
Right. Yes, ma'am. Yeah. With that being said, ma'am, what I can do today, ma'am, about the refund, ma'am, as a customer courtesy, ma'am, I can refund you for $45 today.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. With that being said, ma'am, that $45 refund, ma'am, back your account 3 to 5 business days also.
Okay. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, is it? Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I can help you today, ma'am?
No, ma'am. Ma'am. And nothing else will come out of my account, right?
No, ma'am. Nothing else will come out of your account today. And it was a pleasure talking to you today, ma'am.
Me too. So I have a special
time. Oh, you're fine. You're fine. I love talking. Yes, ma'am. I understand your statement.
Yes. I'm not around a lot of people. I don't go around too many people. I'm my mama, you know, but she's not real talkative. And so when I get around people, I like, blah, 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 blah. I talk a lot. tell my life story and, you know, be awesome probably. So, you know, I mean, it just kind of comes out of my mouth. So, but anyway. Anyway, anytime you want to talk, just call me and I'll talk.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Yes, ma'am.
And you have a great night, Jenny.
You too, also, and thank you so much. You have a great weekend, okay? And don't enjoy yourself now, okay?
I'm working on this trailer. I gotta go back to work Monday, so you know.
Yes, ma'am. You get it done.
Yeah, I will. Takes me a little longer than some people because I really, you know, if I don't know how to do it, I'm always afraid of messing it up. So I always gotta try to, you know, get it right. But I'll get it, I'm sure. So,
yes, ma'am.
But you have a great weekend.
You too, awesome. Thank you for calling us. Well, you have a great day, okay?
Thank you. Bye.